When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 15th edition. Got a massive 11-game slate for you on a Friday. First big slate of the baseball season to crack down for you. We'll go over totals, we'll go over picks and stacks and all the good stuff as usual. But before we get there, make sure you give me a follow on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, you can find me there or in the Fantasy DGens Discord. If you'd like an invite over there, just let me know and I'll send you the link. We'll take care of you right there. If you take a couple seconds out of your day and give the Quick Hits a rating and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. And if you prefer to watch the podcast, go ahead and check out the Fantasy DGens YouTube channel. Get a subscribe and a thumbs up over there. That would be pretty darn awesome. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba coming at you 2 to 3 times a week. Bubba and the Bat Flip on Tuesdays, Bubba and the Bloom on Thursdays, an occasional guest in between those two each and every week. So go check that out, Benched with Bubba. All right, your totals on this 11-game slate for you here. We got Yankees, Orioles, 9.5, A's, Blue Jays, 10, Giants, Guardians, 8, Rays, White Sox, 8.5, Cardinals, Brewers, 8.5, Tigers, Royals, 8.5, Cubs, Rockies, Coors Field, Special at 10.5, Braves, Padres at 8, Astros, Mariners, 8.5, Reds, Dodgers, 9.5. So a lot of a couple double-digit totals, one being Coors, one being Toronto, and then some other good ones mixed in between. So let's get going for you on this slate. You got some big time pitching. You got Dylan Cease at home against the Tampa Bay Rays at $10,200. It's a great price tag for Mr. Dylan Cease, who was absolutely filthy his first time out, going 5 strong, 1 earned, 8 Ks against the Detroit Tigers. Now he faces a Tampa Bay Rays team that isn't really crushing the baseball by any means. They're always sneaky. I'm not going to discount the Tampa Bay Rays, but on the season, striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They do have a 193 ISO, so a little bit of pop there thanks to Brandon Lau and company. But if you want to go Dylan Cease at 10-2, if you want to pay up, not going to hate on that at all. Yeah, Freddie Peralta, 10,000 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals, they're an interesting team. Like, Woodruff pitched well, but didn't get a bunch of strikeouts because the Cardinals, year in and year out, don't strike out a ton. 15% K rate versus righties this season. We've seen it in years past. They just don't strike out a lot versus right or left-handed pitching. So you can go Peralta at 10K if you can, but personally, I'd rather go up 200 more to Dylan Cease if I'm going to pay up at the pitcher's position. Scrolling down, though, Carlos Rodon at $9,800 is probably the popular play if you're paying up because he was awesome. 5 innings, 1 earned, 12 Ks against the Marlins his first time out. Now he gets just this wonderful, wonderful matchup against the Cleveland Guardians. And, like, the velo was great. Everything was great from Carlos Rodon the first time out. Now you get the Guardians, the team striking out 20% of the time versus lefties with a 189 ISO, 324 average. They're hitting lefties pretty darn good, but that strikeout stuff from Rodon is legit. He'll be very, very popular if people are paying up at 9,800. I think he's a phenomenal play. He's one of the pitchers I'm writing up in the free DraftKings FanDuel article at rotoballer.com for Friday. I think Dylan Cease is a great pivot off of Carlos Rodon for $400 more. Peralta's probably the lowest owned out of the three, which is quite interesting. You'd imagine he bounces back nicely, but the velo and just the overall production was off that first outing, so it'll be interesting to see where he does bounce back against the Cardinals team again that doesn't strike out a lot. So Cease and Rodon will be my top two dogs up here. Rodon, I just love his matchup the most, but Cease could be a nice pivot off Rodon, who should be very, very popular. At $8,800, you got Jomo at the Baltimore Orioles. This is a fun one because he took a line drive off his leg in his first start. You know, swelled up and everything, went 3 1/3, 3 earned, 4 Ks. He wasn't horrible against Boston, but he was dinged up. Now he gets Baltimore in Baltimore. You know, the fences have been moved back, might actually help a left-handed pitcher a bit more, which is very intriguing. You got a Baltimore team striking out 35% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 195 average, 104 ISO. So big time strikeout upside here for Jomo in this matchup at $8,800. He's one of my favorite options on this play. We just got to hope he's healthy enough to go 5+ innings with that leg. But he did throw a bullpen, I believe it was Tuesday. All signs point to things are good to go. So Jomo at 88 is someone I really love with the 35% K rate versus lefties for Baltimore on the short season. I know it's a short season, but a lot of swing and miss in that lineup. So Jomo at 88 is a very strong play for me. Drew Rasmussen won't be too shabby. You know, the White Sox do have some thump in that back, but check the lineup. Like Eloy Jimenez is banged up. He sat out Thursday, left Wednesday's game. Really, Josh Harrison, same thing, left Wednesday, really didn't play Thursday. Might be a couple holes out there. Rasmussen went 4 innings, 2 earned, 5K or 3Ks in his first start. That's just the thing. He's not going to go super deep, so it's tough to pay 8K for him. In a tournament, I can see the appeal. I'm not running to do it. At that price point, if I want a tournament play, it's Ramon Marquez at $7,900. We saw him absolutely slice and dice the Los Angeles Dodgers in Coors, his first outing. 7 innings, 1 earned. That was a solo shot. 5 strikeouts through 74 pitches. That is pretty darn good. Now you get the Chicago Cubs heading into town here, who, you know, they hit Freeland pretty good, but now you got the right side of the plate coming at you. And it's a Cubs team striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So if you want to go tournament upside, Ramon Marquez at $7,900 is a big-time tournament-type play. We know the bust potential of a Coors pitcher, but if he can throw up another 20-plus point performance in Coors against his Cubs offense, which is very doable, at $7,900, that is a game-changer for your fantasy teams. Brad Keller at 7K should be a nice pick. 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 5Ks in his opener against the Cleveland Guardians. Again, here we go. Guardians just hooking a brother up with opportunities, and now you get the Detroit Tigers striking out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .188. Javi Baez was scratched again on Thursday, so that's a concern. Obviously, Robbie Grossman's not in the lineup. Austin Meadows is crushing it. A couple more knocks again on Thursday, but as a whole, this offense is stumbling in a big, big way. So Brad Keller at 7,000 could be a nice value. The other value that people are going to flock to a lot is Kyle Wright at 67 at San Diego. Wright was outstanding in his first start. Wrote him up and talked about him in previous Bench with Bubba and Rotoballer articles about the pitch mix change, resembled the pitch mix change he made in the postseason where he was filthy, not the pitch mix that he was using when he got shelled last season. Velocity was also up for Kyle Wright, which is very, very big. You got the San Diego team that just pounded Charlie Morton. So maybe it lowers Kyle Wright's ownership. We'll see. But, you know, Padres striking out nearly 25% of the time versus righties. You can get Kyle Wright at 6,700. So those are your cheapies in Kyle Wright and Brad Keller. The quote-unquote free share, that or free square, that many will say will be out there is Mackenzie Gore. He's getting called up. He's making his debut at home against the Atlanta Braves, $5,000. Mackenzie Gore was outstanding in his first start in AAA this season. Just absolutely filthy, filthy stuff at AAA. We saw him all spring training. He looked great. Now you get him at 5K at home against the Atlanta Braves. The Braves offense, we've seen them explode once or twice this year, but also throw up a ton of duds. But they don't strike out a ton. Striking out 19% of the time versus lefties, hitting .302 with a .113 ISO. Not a lot of power, but a good average, little strikeouts versus left-handed pitching. But a 5K for Mackenzie Gore is quite intriguing, to say the least. So he's a nice, quote-unquote, free square when you're picking your lineup. So recapping your pitching, you got Dylan Cease at 10-2, Carlos Rodon at 98. Those are your two main payoff spots. If you want to go Freddie Peralta, I'm not going to tell you no, but he'd be third on my list in that range. I think Cease is a great pivot off of Rodon. I think Rodon's going to be super popular coming off his recent performance, plus facing the Guardians. Lot to like there. Love Jomo at $8,800. We've got to cross our fingers that the knee slash shin is okay in this one. We know the strikeout upside's there for him, plus the Orioles striking out 35% of the time versus lefties on this short season, and it's just going to be a constant thing with Baltimore all season long as their big-time strikeout appeal. A great tournament play is Ramon Marquez at $7,900. This Cubs team, they got to Kyle Freeland on Thursday, and then we've seen him like be hit and miss throughout the season, like they beat up on the Brewers pitchers, but then we've seen him scuffle as well. But you can have some fun there with Marquez. He dealt at home against the Dodgers his last time out. We've seen him be really good and really bad. The Coors special with Ramon Marquez. But if he can throw up another 20-plus points at home, Yahtzee. Brad Keller, Kyle Wright, good discounts at 7K and 67. I prefer Brad Keller in his matchup, but both are solid. Then you got Mackenzie Gore at 5,000. All right, recap or breaking down the bats on this 11-game slate for you. Catcher's position. It's a large slate, so I might miss some guys. That's what the Fantasy Degens Discord is for. Plus, lineups can change things. Like Yan Gomes was in Thursday's lineup at 2,900. pretty much an auto play at that point. So we'll have to mix and match and see what happens. But Wilson Contreras at 46, if he's in the lineup, good. Sean Murphy at 45. But I think Mitch Garver is where I'd be starting. I like Reed Detmers. I really do. But we've seen the wildness and the hittability if he's not on. And he wasn't on his first start. Mitch Garver can match left-handed pitching. So at $4,400, Mitch Garver is a good one because most will go to Wilson Contreras and Coors if they're paying up. If you don't like Mitch Garver, I like Will Smith at 42. He had an RBI single in his first at-bat on Thursday. They're still playing the game as I record. But $4,200, Vladimir Gutierrez is a massive pitch-to-contact pitcher. So the Dodgers will be a great stack again. And Will Smith hitting fourth or fifth in that lineup is very, very, very nice. Going below 4K now, the options, you know, you got Travis d'Arnaud. If you want to fade Mackenzie Gore, you can go there. But like Alejandro Kirk at 34, I like versus Jeffries. That's a decent discount. Elias Diaz at 34 versus Stroman. I like Stroh, but, you know, you get a Coors catcher at 34, not too shabby. Other than that, though, like Tyler Stevenson at 31, if you want to, against Gonsolin, if you hope he continues to scuffle a bit. Omar Narvaez is a great one because Miles Mikolas, another pitch-to-contact pitcher. Narvaez went deep and had an RBI double on Thursday. He's $2,900, so he'd be a very, very strong discount. If Austin Barnes catches instead of Will Smith, Barnes is only 27 versus Vladimir Gutierrez. So Narvaez and Barnes would be two really, really nice values if they're in the lineup. And then Joey Bart at 24 is another good one. He's really, really looking a lot more disciplined at the plate, much more productive at the plate this season for the Giants. Loving what I'm seeing from him. 9 or more DK points in three of five games this season. So $2,400 against Zach Plesac is a nice tag for Joey Bart. So three sub 3K catchers that I really do like on this slate. First base, you know the drill by now. You can stack up the Jays if you want. Vladito against Dalton Jeffries. Jeffries threw very, very well his first outing. He's going to have some good outings and a lot of rough ones. You got, you know, with the second highest total on the slate outside of Coors Field. Vladito at 6K is a very, very, very nice pay-up spot if you'd like to go there. Freddie Freeman at 51 in your Dodgers stack. I think Anthony Rizzo's got some appeal at 5K. It was nice a week ago or so when he was $3,800, but Rizzo's been great. 13 or more DK points in four of six games this season. He's got three Jimmy Jacks already. 5K versus Jordan Lyles is a very good tournament look there for Rizzo because he'll go virtually unowned on this slate. Coors is pretty much always in play. Like if you want, Schwindel went deep on Thursday. I'd rather have CJ Cron at 45 if you're going Coors, but it's not always a must, especially on an 11-game slate. Leaves lots of places to go on this build. If Yuli Gurriel is back, and he's supposed to be back from his bereavement leave, he's 4,100 versus Marco Gonzalez. We know Gurriel loves facing lefties. The A's are very intriguing because most are going to go to the Jays in that 10-total game, and I get it. Makes a lot of sense. But Ross Stripling is very hittable as well, and Seth Brown, first base outfield eligible at $3,500. It's a nice little GPP play if you're playing some A's, who we've seen time and time again this year are sneaky good offensively, even though we want to hate on them. Connor Joe's $3,400. He's definitely a play leading off for the Rockies. A few other ones, though. Spencer Torkelson at 29. If you're fading Keller, that's a good value with Torque. One of my favorite values, though, is Rowdy Tellez at 26. Dude's been crushing it. Again, pitch to contact Mikolas. Tellez put up 16 points on Wednesday. Really, really swinging a good bat so far this season. His hard contact rate is ridiculous. So Rowdy Tellez at 26 is a phenomenal value. And then Owen Miller, if you're fading Carlos Rodon, Owen Miller's first base, second base. He's only 2,000. We've talked about him recently, double dong the other day. He's got some nice appeal there from the right side of the plate versus the left-handed pitching Rodon if you're fading Carlos Rodon. All right, second base position on this slate. Brandon Lau went deep again on Thursday. He's not too shabby there at 55. Just no Dylan Cease, but Cease probably only goes about 5-6 innings max. So you got some room to play there. Ozzy Albies versus the lefty Gore. If you want to fade Gore, Albies is 49 hundo. Marcus Semien at 5K, really slow start to the year, but you got to imagine he's going to wake up sooner than later. But going down, Whit Merrifield at 45, I'll be attacking Scooble again. So I think Merrifield's nice. Muncy at 44 versus the pitch to contact Gutierrez. Indy at 42, if you're going to attack Gonsolin, that's in play as well. So a nice little range there from 43 to 45. Colton Wong at 41. Again, I'm going to have some Milwaukee action against Mikolas. Colton Wong at 41. He's swinging it good this year, and that's a nice little price point for you. But going down far, like Brendan Rodgers is in, I think, sixth on Thursday. He's 3,700 versus Stroman. If VR makes the lineup, he's 36 versus Marquez. So a couple discounts in Coors Field. Thairo Estrada is a nice one. If you're for some reason stacking the Giants versus Plesac would be super contrarian, but Thyatt Estrada is swinging a pretty good bat. He's 31 hundo piece, little discount for you in that lineup. But the discount I like the most is Gavin Lux. He had the day off on Thursday, but second base outfit eligible, $2,900 for Gutierrez. He should be back in the lineup with the right-handed pitcher starting. So Gavin Lux at 29 is a very, very nice value on this slate. And again, Owen Miller, first base, second base at 2K. Third base, J-Ram is very intriguing at 5,500 versus Rodon. I respect Rodon, but if you can get, it's just like two nights ago when he got a 13% Vladdy on a four-game slate against Garrett Cole. On an 11-game slate, there's a really good chance you get J-Ram at like 6% or better against Carlos Rodon because it's Rodon. But you're going to get one or two at-bats versus the Giants bullpen, which has been sketch lately. And Rodon's not going to be perfect every time out. So tournament-wise, J-Ram is interesting in tournaments. Very, very interesting. Like, he could put up a zero, good pitching. But man, oh man, to get a low-owned J-Ram with the ability to go bonkers is intriguing. Very, very intriguing. Some cheaper plays, though, like Machado, if you don't want him to believe in right. He's in play at 48. Austin Riley versus Gore at 45. But Muncy at 44 again. Anthony Rendon at 43 versus the lefty Allard is a nice little play. I don't mind some Angels action again tonight. They were pretty solid. The Rangers were more solid on Thursday, but both of them looked pretty good. Justin Turner at 4K. But Ryan McMahon at 39 is a nice value. He's hitting fifth for the Rockies in Coors. Matt Chapman's $3,800 if you're stacking Toronto. That's a good kind of contrarian piece because most won't go there. With Chappie, Andy Ibanez, he's hit safely, I believe, in four straight games. Let me check here. Four straight games, not sure how he did Thursday night, but four straight games heading into Thursday. He's 3,600 versus the lefty Detmers, so keep him in mind. I mentioned Johnny VR earlier as an option for you. And then, as always, well, a couple more. Chad Pender, third base outfield eligible at 26. I think that's very, very strong value in tournaments. But as usual, he's $100 cheaper tonight than he was on Thursday, is Bobby Witt Jr. He's facing Tarik Skubal. He's batting second. He had at least a triple, if not more, for you on Thursday. So he keeps paying off his ridiculously cheap price tag. So keep playing Bobby Witt Jr. for free. Shortstop position, Trey Turner is just fine. But I think Tim Anderson's a nice tournament play, $100 off of Turner, because Dodgers had the better matchup. The people will go there. But Tim Anderson versus Rasmussen, and then the bullpen for Tampa Bay at 56. Anderson's coming back off the IL. Multiple hit games in three of four games since his return. Not the IL, his suspension. So Anderson's intriguing at 56. Wander Franco's always cash viable. I don't care who's pitching at 53. Willy Adames at 46 versus Mikolas is definitely a solid play in your Milwaukee stacks. Yeah, Gleyber Torres at 4K. But other than that, the shortstop's been rough lately. If you're fading Montgomery, Jorge Mateo's 33. Not in love with fading Jomo, but 33 for Mateo is not a bad tournament appeal. But yeah, as usual, you're going to pay up at shortstop unless something opens up with the lineups. Outfield position, Mike Trout at 59. Trout did his second home run of the year on Thursday. Great spot versus Colby Allard. Loves some Lou Bob as well, as he continues to just absolutely rake since the season started. I like Trout a little more tonight, but both are really, really solid plays on this slate. But Stroll on down, like, you can go Judge if you want at any time. Betts needs to get going, so that's an interesting play. But Springer at 52 is worth the pay up against Jeffries. Giancarlo at 49 is not too shabby either. Christian Yelich is interesting at 48. If you look at his underlying metrics, he's really swinging a good bat, actually, and he's hit safely in four of his last five games. He's intriguing at 48. He still hasn't hit a long ball yet. He's not in for a ton of power just yet, but his quality of contact's looking sneaky interesting. So Yelich at 48 can be fun. Winker at 47 versus Odorizzi is a good tournament play. But Seiya Suzuki at 46, he had another great game on Thursday. And you've got Marquez and Coors. So Suzuki at 46 is nice. And I go back to Austin Meadows at 45, especially in cash. A couple more base knocks for you on Thursday. The dude just keeps raking every hit, a hit in every game so far this season. And he hits righties extremely well. So Meadows at 45, like me, so Whit Merrifield at 45 as well. I think Joe Adell is a great tournament play. He did not start on Thursday, came off the bench and pinch hit. But against the lefty Allard, could be a nice little get-right spot for Joe Adell at 44. You got Bryant and Coors at 44. That's fine. But Adell's going to go basically unowned at $4,400, and that's a intriguing play for sure. Like your Ahmed Rosario's, your Fran Reyes, if you want to go all-in on fading Rodon, both really strong plays. That's just a very bold all-in. Joey Gallo at 42, I mentioned on yesterday's show, the underlying metrics that show Joey's actually crushing baseballs. We talked about it in the Discord. yeah, he's one to keep an eye on at $4,200. You're getting a discount right there with Joey Gallo against Jordan Lyles in Baltimore. Getting to 4K and below now. They got Rafael Ortega and Coors at 4K. Should be leading off versus Marquez. Andrew Vaughn versus Rasmussen at 39. That could be a nice value in that one. Bradley Zimmer should be playing for the injured Teoscar Hernandez, and he's 38 hundo. But Benintendi at 38, lefty-lefty. See if he's in the lineup. I still like him if you're stacking up against Scuba. But Seth Brown at 35, where I love the value on Taylor Naquin. Naquin's mashing right now versus right-handed pitching. We knew he would. That's what he's done his whole career. But he's only 3,500 versus Gonsolin. That's way too cheap. Way too cheap. So Naquin's one of the better values on the slate. I loved Marsh on Thursday. He played really well. I'm not sure if it'll be in the lineup versus the lefty. You might, this is how you might get Joe Waddell in the lineup. But keep an eye on Marsh over the weekend. Really good spots for him. Ian Happ's only 34 in Coors. That's outstanding. Connor Joe's only 34. Happ is really swinging a good bat to start the year. So is Joe, obviously. So two really nice discounts in Coors at 3,400 each. Clinic went ding-dong on Thursday. If you think he's going to wake up, he's 3,300. Julio Rodriguez stole a bag on Thursday. He's 32. Both those guys have been disappointing, but they are cheap. Yeah, Grichik and Coors at 32 as well. So some nice discounts there. Clinic and J-Rod won't be owned. And I'm not saying you have to play them, just discounts with upside. That's all I'm going to say. Aaron Hicks against Lyles at 3K. If you're stacking the Yankees, that's a very nice value with Hicks and his situation there. Gavin Lux once again at 29. I like that a lot for value. Jake Fraley, if you're going to put some Cincinnati stacks together, Fraley at 28 versus Gonsolin's a pretty darn good one. Oscar Mercado is crushing it. He's 2,600 versus Rodon. Mentioned Chad Pender earlier at 26. I like that. Colin Pache is 25. Like, he's not a must play, but if you just somehow find yourself in this range, he's hitting safely in three or four games, swinging it pretty well. He's 2,500 versus Stripling. Victor Reyes is starting for the Detroit. If he's leading off, yes. He's batting ninth, no. He led off 2 days ago. He hit ninth on Thursday. So keep an eye on that situation as well. All right, recapping your pitching. You got Cease, Rodon up top. You can go Peralta if you want. He's third for me in that list. Rodon's the popular one, best matchup. So Cease is a great pivot off of Rodon. Love Jomo at $8,800 versus the heavy strikeout Orioles in that matchup. Marquez is a phenomenal GPP play at $7,900 versus the Cubbies in Coors. Brad Keller and Kyle Wright at 7K and 67 respectively are some nice values. And then Mackenzie Gore at 5,000 is your quote-unquote free square on the slate. If you're stacking things up on this slate, who is pitching? There he is, Jordan Lyles. You can go Yankees versus Lyles if you want. That Toronto-Oakland game is very intriguing because most will go Toronto. Oakland's got some appeal as well, so don't completely sleep on that whole thing. Toronto's the obviously better stack, but Oakland has been a great contrarian value stack right now, so do not go quietly on them. Angels, Texas, once again, is in play. I prefer the Angels side once again. Maybe I'll fall victim again, but both sides are in play. It's like I said yesterday, I prefer the Angels side. Don't mind Texas, though, at all. I don't mind a little Kansas City versus Scooble, if you want to go that direction. Milwaukee, I love. That's one of my favorite stacks versus Mikolas. I love targeting Mikolas, though. Colorado, Chicago, very much a play. I prefer the Colorado side. Actually, it's Stroman versus Marquez. I'd love to see a pitcher's duel. So maybe a fun one. Coors is always in play. That's the bottom line. And then Cincinnati and LA, I think Dodgers and Milwaukee are my favorite stacks. Dodgers will probably be my favorite stack on this slate, a late night hammer. But there's a lot of ways to go, and lineups will dictate a ton of this. Also, watch the weather. We dodged some bullets on Thursday after we've had a bunch of weather issues. And knock on wood, we look like we might be okay on Friday as well. But that'll do it, folks. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up there with your questions or come join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free. Take care of you over there. If you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly would appreciate it. And Bench with Bubba for your fantasy baseball needs as well. But that'll do it, folks. Hope you guys have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a great Easter weekend with friends and family, however you choose to celebrate it. But I'll be back with you guys on Monday, Sunday night recording, Monday morning slate of action for you. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 15th edition in the books. I'm out.
Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select SuperStart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.